Hello and welcome to the Career Changers podcast. I'm Elisa Martinic and I'm the founder and editor-in-chief of the Career Changers. I'm definitely one of them. I learned from my experience that following our dreams requires courage, self-awareness and a lot of inner work. I love to discover stories of career change and share them with the world as a source of inspiration for all those who are still searching. Career changes are not a straightforward chronology written in our CVs, but the sum up of our dreams, ambitions, failures, and successes. The Career Changers is an online community that aims to inspire thousands of people during their journey to self-realization. We discover and share inspirational real-life stories of career change. We inspire people that are thinking to change career. We support people that want or need to change career, but feel stuck or lacking confidence and clarity. We connect and collaborate with organizations that support career change across different industries. I believe that thinking to have only one job or career in our life is a limiting belief, unless the job or that career make us happy. Life is a journey, and with one third of our lives spent working, it would be unimaginable to not have a desire to explore new avenues. Welcome to the Career Changers podcast. Hello and welcome to the Career Changers. Our guest today is Alfie Wattman, business leader at a 1 billion company, best-selling author of Trust in Alpha, and a keynote speaker. From his own words, I started my career just a few short years ago with absolutely nothing, no fancy degree, no connection, no money. But at a very young age, I very quickly became a successful business leader, best-selling author, and keynote speaker. In the past few years alone, I've started my own business, built a global online following, traveled the world, purchased my dream London property, got married, and so much more. So how was I able to make this rapid transformation? Everything changed when I stopped making excuses, stopped procrastinating, and I started to invest in myself. Today, Alfie is here with us to talk about his career change, the best-selling book Trust in Alpha, and more. Hi, Alfie. Thank you so much for joining us.
No, welcome. I'm glad to be here and excited to speak to you today.
That's great. So let's start from the beginning, of course. So while you're very young, I actually don't know how young you are.
I'm pretty young. I'm 25, so I'm very, very young, but managed to squeeze a lot into those 25 years so far, and hopefully we'll squeeze a lot more into the remaining ones as well.
Well, that's good because you can be an inspiration for all people that are close to your age.
Sure.
So how did you start your professional life, or better, what was your first job?
Sure. So I'm involved in career changes in many respects, in the respect that I've gone through a career change myself, but also as a business leader, I work for the biggest recruitment company in the world, and we help people every single day go through career changes and transformations. So I can kind of speak about this subject both firsthand, but then also in terms of my professional life as well. So in terms of my background and my beginnings, I started in a very different type of industry to what I'm in at the moment, in that when I was a kid growing up, I was always very, very interested in magic, in Dynamo, in Derren Brown, David Blaine, and that sort of thing. And I became a professional magician as a young child and as a teenager, and started performing for family and friends, just at, you know, local shows and events, and very, very quickly started to get bookings around the world at corporate events, at celebrity parties. I've, you know, performed for billionaires and prime ministers and you know, presidents, and had the opportunity to appear on television shows like Britain's Got Talent and my own television show as a magician at 15, 16 years old, and you know, great experience Around that time, I then started to get more involved in the business world, and my, you know, corporate career started to do quite well, and that led to me kind of making a career change and focusing more on the business side as opposed to the previous show business side, you know, per se. So I went through a career change myself in that respect, and now, you know, help people do that on a daily basis as well through the magic of recruitment. So I suppose that's how I got started, really. And then, you know, over the past couple of years, that's evolved into not just running, you know, a business, but also, you know, writing a book and speaking about that experience at events and on podcasts and all of that good stuff as well.
So was it being a magician your dream job when you were a child, or did you have any other thoughts about your future career?
Well, you know, dreams are great, but it's always good to have, you know, long-term vision and short-term goals that will help you get, you know, to that end goal on the journey, right? And magic, absolutely, it was a lot of fun. I learned a lot around business, around, you know, presenting, around showmanship, about building relationships, networking, social media, and all of those tools and resources have been so, you know, important in the other things that I've done as well. So I'm not sure if it was ever really the goal to continue to do that for forever, but it was a really great place to get started, and looking back, a great stepping stone to where I am at the moment. And Steve Jobs did a speech, I think it was a Stanford commencement address to the graduates, and he had a great line where he said that it's really hard to connect the dots looking forward. So it's really hard to kind of accurately pinpoint where you're going to go, you know, through career changes, but you can always connect the dots looking backwards. And I suppose that's what I'm doing at the moment, and seeing how that led to this. And wasn't by intention, it was by mistake and accident, but you know, that career change allowed me to get to the next level as well. And I suppose that's a good message for people watching, really. It doesn't matter if you're doing something at the moment and you don't think that's for you 5-10 years down the line, but you know, can you do something else? Can you grow on that and build on it and develop on it? And if you can, then it's not wasted time. It's a stepping stone to where you're going to next.
Yeah, that's great. And that's a message that we always try to convey, that actually, you know, every experience brings with us transferable skills, and we never know what can be then the next step. So in the introduction, I mentioned, as you say, that you achieved success without any fancy degree. So what is your educational background?
Nothing compared to some people. My wife is a doctor. She has a PhD. She's a million times smarter academically than I am. I always learned best from doing it, from business, from hustling, from, you know, making it happen, failing a million times and picking myself up and learning from that quickly. So my education very much is the school of life and of failure in that respect, and all of that good stuff. So I never went through that traditional route, but a lot of the people that work for me did. So you don't necessarily need that. It's important for a lot of people, and that's something that can be valued, but everybody has their own path, right? And it certainly wasn't mine, but I can certainly see the value in different paths for different people. So you know, not knocking it, that's great for some people like my wife, and that's led to her doing very well in her industry. But for me in particular, it, you know, it bored me, it didn't interest me, and I was keen to start in the business world.
So did you have any enlightening moment during your career that changed the direction of your life, even if you're very young?
Sure. Well, yeah, there's been many changes, right? You know, from picking up a deck of playing cards as a kid and that, you know, spiraling out of control to being a magician, to getting involved in business and then running large teams, you know, spread across the country, to picking up a pen and paper or I suppose now a keyboard and Microsoft Word and you know, writing a book and then to speaking on stage and on podcasts to thousands of people. So there's been many, you know, developments along the way. And you know, still, like you say, it's still early days in the grand scheme of Alfie. But you know, all of those have been steps and you know, transitions and career changes and now, you know, doing multiple things side by side and continuing to grow kind of different areas. you know, they're separate careers, but they're all connected, and they're connected into an idea that I call Alpha, which is, I suppose, my own business and what I named the book Trust in Alpha after. And Alpha is very much a, I suppose what I'd say, it's my belief system. It's a science-based methodology which can allow people to achieve success in their business, in their life, in their health, relationships, whatever. And it's a set of simple principles, routines, ideas, habits and beliefs, which if you follow, can allow you to get to where you want to go. And I wrote the book Trust in Alpha, for example, to teach that manifesto and that philosophy to help people, not just my staff, but people around the world that might find benefit from these principles to, you know, set massive goals and give them a game plan on how to achieve them as well.
So you mentioned your book that is called Trust in Alpha, Seven Simple Rules for Success. Well, how did you start writing the book, first of all, and what are the simple rules for success?
So how I started writing it was very, very painfully. It's not easy writing a book, and if you don't really, really want to write a book, then don't do it, because it's a lot of work. But if it's something that you're interested in, it's an amazing experience. And it took me a while to put it together, and mainly because when you write, you write this, and you have to get it down to this so it's concise so people can read it. So most of writing for me was deleting and trying to work out what's important and you know, what's essential versus what's, you know, just sort of nice to have in there, and really getting to the meat on the bone. But I wrote the book because I was in a position in my business career where I started to you know, go from leading a team that I was looking after individually to looking after a team that was, you know, spread across multiple offices in different regions in different parts of the country. And I couldn't physically be in, you know, 10, 20 places at the same time to deliver training. So I put my thoughts down onto paper and shared that with them in terms of hiring somebody, you know, that doesn't know a thing about business, training them, coaching them, mentoring them, and getting them up to speed. I call it speed to competence. And I want to get them competent and making money as quickly as possible. And one of the ways that I was able to do that was to basically teach everything that I learned in a very, you know, simple book to get them up to speed quickly. So, you know, it really comes down to compressing, you know, decades of wisdom into days of knowledge, but not necessarily decades of my wisdom. There's my ideas in there, but most of the book is seven simple rules, which I've, you know, picked up over my, you know, business career. And I've learned from mentors and people that are far more successful than I am, and taking those ideas, putting them into place, and then sharing that with people as well. And the ideas, you know, they're science-based, they're, you know, trusted, they're backed, they're replicable. It doesn't matter who you are, what you do, what location you're in. These are principles that if you apply to your life, you can have more success, whether that's in your health, your wealth, your relationships, spirituality, whatever, really. So I wrote the book for my team to help them. And then, you know, then I started sharing it with other people, clients, you know, people outside of my business, you know, started selling it, you know, then it went into Waterstones, it went in the UK, it went into Walmart in the US, and now it's, you know, being sold in, you know, hundreds of places around the world, and, you know, everywhere from Amazon to, you know, Kindle to Audible for ebooks, and taken on a life of its own, really, and allowed me to do the speaking. So great experience, something that I did not expect to go the way that it did, but, you know, Trust in Alpha is a great, very simple guide for people that, you know, so we're recording this right on the 12th of January. So just as 2022 is starting. So people right now listening to this might be starting to put their New Year's resolutions into place. And if you're doing that, you know, it's great to do it on your own, but it might be a good idea to find out from some of the most successful people in the world how they would go about putting together goals and strategies for 2022. And that's really what the book gives you. It gives you a game plan to, you know, set massive goals and back them up with action to make them happen.
So, well, I don't know how many times I'm going to say you're very young, because I guess...
you can keep saying it. It's fine. I like it.
Because you've been probably the youngest guest on the show. Usually career changes are people that, you know, they're a little bit later in life, but doesn't matter. We all learn through mistakes. So success is not a linear process. So did you do any mistakes that taught you an important lesson?
I make mistakes every single day. And I'd encourage everybody listening to as well. I mean, look, you can learn from other people, and that's valuable because if you learn from other people, you often don't need to make the same mistakes that they made because they've made the mistakes. They teach you what works and what doesn't work. And if you apply and if you trust in somebody with, you know, that's actually got a good track record and find a mentor, then that will allow you to not make those mistakes. However, you know, nobody's perfect. We're all going to make mistakes. I make mistakes every single day. The important thing, and I always say this to my staff, the important thing is you can make a mistake. That's fine. Just don't make the same mistake twice, because if you make the same mistake twice, you clearly haven't learned from it and you haven't taken anything on board. So mistakes are fine, as long as you learn from them, as long as you know, figure out what to do better the next time and then go at it again. Because I see so many people, they experience a little bit of failure in life and then they quit. They feel deflated. They give up. It's not for them. It doesn't work. It's not real. All of that it's all BS at the end of the day. You know, you need to, you know, find somebody that's done what you want to do. Ask them exactly how they've done it. You know, replicate their strategies and apply your own ideas and framework. And then you'll certainly have much better results doing it that way than trying to do everything yourself and trying to reinvent the wheel. But you'll still make mistakes along the way, but it's just important to learn from those and not make the same mistake twice.
So did you meet anyone that taught you how to build a successful career?
Of course, I've had many, many, you know, mentors in my life. And I think one of the benefits of, you know, my industry is technology and recruitment. That's what I'm, you know, a specialist in. And, you know, my clients are, you know, major company CEOs, heads of, you know, technology globally for some of the world's biggest businesses, you know, CEOs of fast growing startups that have raised, you know, millions, if not billions in, you know, in VC rounds and angel investments, you know. So I've had the rare opportunity, I suppose, and not everybody's had this opportunity, but to learn from, you know, some highly, highly successful people and, you know, learn from them on how they were able to do it. And I always ask them a very, very simple question, you know, which is, how did you become successful? And what would you do if you were me right now? You know, what should I do? You know, and then not having a massive ego and thinking that I know better than them, because I don't, you know, and taking on board what they tell me, giving it a try. It might work, it might not work, but that is a much better way, in my opinion, of trying to you know, become successful than just trying to guess it all and do it all yourself. Because oftentimes it's a case of, like, you don't know what you don't know, and it's hard to wrap your head around that sometimes. But if you find somebody that does know the right way and can show you the path, then that can be great. Now, I'm saying this, but not everybody has access to those people, right? And it's often hard to find, you know, individuals that can, you know, put you on that path, which is why I'm a massive advocate of, you know, books and podcasts like this, because if you can, you know, listen to your show and, you know, listen to some, you know, really, really talented people on what they would be doing, then that's like surrounding yourself with friends. Even if you can't meet them, you can still listen to them. And the old quote is that you are the result of the five people that you spend the most time with. So if you're listening to, you know, some really, really talented people on this podcast or other shows and spending a lot of time with those people, it's going to rub off on you and it's going to help you out, even if you can't meet them physically. So I've had many mentors and I encourage lots of people listening to do the same as well.
Yeah, that's very good. And I think a very good suggestion. At the end, we need to surround us with people that can inspire us. And sometimes it's not easy when we want to change direction, because maybe, you know, people that are around us are maybe from our past or an environment where we don't want to be in anymore. So how do we find new inspiration? And I think, yeah, we need to look for people that have experience, as you say, podcasts, books. I find my inspiration by talking with a guest on this podcast, for example.
Yes.
So we often forget how each of us, with our choices, can have a positive impact in the world. How do you feel your career or career change has made the world a better place?
So I'm fortunate in terms of the business I work for in the respect that within the recruitment sector, if we get somebody an opportunity for a new position, that can transform their life. You know, that can give them a massive financial salary increase, but it can get them into a position where they're satisfied, where they're no longer miserable. So from that perspective, you know, hiring hundreds and managing a team which has hired thousands of people, you know, across the world, then, you know, that's led to some real positive change in individuals' lives. But then on the flip side, you know, when we partner with organizations and find them the right talent they need, that allows them to scale and grow and serve their clients and their customers and their market better as well. So it really has a positive kind of ripple impact and on the world and then the economy as a whole. And then I suppose on the leadership angle, from the coaching and the training and developing and the speaking, this is where I get my most satisfaction from helping others. You know, people that you know, a couple of years ago, you know, looking at somebody and thinking, right, I am, you know, I was where you were, you know, a couple of years ago. And I know what you need to do to kind of get to the next level, then the next level, then the next level. And here's the game plan. Let's work on it together. And for me, that's the most satisfying thing, kind of helping others, you know, grow and advance and change, you know, not just in their careers, but in their personal lives as well. So I suppose, you know, the positive impact is it's subjective, right? It depends on how you look at it and how, you know, what good looks like to you, because everybody has a different definition of good and positivity. But to me, those are the things that I value, and those are the things that I work on each day.
So what type of advice would you give to anyone along their path to self-realization?
Self-realization in terms of understanding themselves better and
in terms to finding their to realize themselves, so finding, for example, their ideal job or finding building a life that is meaningful to them.
Sure, there's some really that's a great question, and there's a lot of good exercises which I've done and which have worked well for me in that area. And just to give you a few very very basic, you know, suggestions, you know, ask yourself the question, you know, what would I do if I, you know, didn't need to work, if I had all the money in the world, you know, if I wasn't being forced to do this job because of financial reasons. And then if it's realistic, if you can make money from it, if you can live your life, you know, based on what you want to do, then do that. You know, you get one life. Don't, you know, don't go wasting it doing something that you don't want to do. As far as we know, we get one life, unless you've got some ancient wisdom that I don't know of. But you know, if you get one shot, I'm not going to blow my opportunity right on this earth, and I'm going to do stuff that is meaningful to me, that makes me happy, that makes me satisfied, and that I want to do. And I'm not going to and look, that's easier said than done, right? I get that, and it's not easy for everybody to you know, listen to that. Some people are in very difficult situations, but you can turn that around most of the time. And most people in the world, they live in a situation where, you know, they can take control over their lives and their careers, and they can do something which, you know, which has a lot of impact and is true to their North Star at the end of the day. So that's a really, really powerful question to ask yourself. And it allows you to, you know, really realize, you know, what's important to you and what you want to work on. Other tools that you can use are, look, meditation for me has been so powerful in that respect, in the idea that I meditate every single day, and I'd encourage everybody to give it a try and see if they can benefit from that as well, because that allows you to get rid of the noise and to, you know, that messy whiteboard that you've got in your mind. It allows you to wipe it clean and really, you know, think with a little bit more clarity in terms of, you know, what's important to me, you know, what do I value, you know, what makes me happy. And what makes you happy is a very, very good question, because oftentimes people believe what makes them happy is what they've been told by their parents, their boss, elsewhere. You know, this is what should make you happy. But by meditating, by pondering on it, by actually thinking on it, that's what will allow you to really, you know, understand and reflect and realize the true you. And a good exercise to do, right, is, you know, meditate, ask yourself that question that I mentioned a second ago, and then start to build a vision board on what's important to you. So start to, you know, go online, find images of things that you want to be, do, have, become, you know, share, give, and start printing them out and building a, you know, a collection of a vision of what you want your future life to look like, you know, a year, 5 years, 10 years, you know, a lifetime away from now. Seeing that every single day when you wake up and being the first thing that you look at, that's what's going to allow you to really focus on what you're working towards for the rest of the day. So oftentimes we get caught up in other people's to-do lists. You know, we become a slave to our email inbox, and we do tasks for other people. But just taking a little bit of time at the beginning of each day to, you know, focus on what your priorities are, you know, that allows you to go out and live the rest of your day living on your terms rather than somebody else's, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I actually started to daydream and try to visualize my board while you were talking. Yeah, that's very powerful. So what advice would you give to someone looking to change their career?
But firstly, you know, you'll often hear the advice that you shouldn't quit and that you shouldn't give up. And this is obviously true when it comes to the larger picture. You don't want to give up on life. You don't want to quit on yourself, right? But quitting can be quite strategic if you're doing it on something which doesn't relate to your wider vision and your long-term goals and your purpose, you know, your true life purpose. If what you're doing doesn't connect to that, then quitting on the bad, you know, quitting on the good to get to the great is often, you know, fine as long as it's a stepping stone that gets you there. So, you know, step one, analysis, you know, is what you're doing right now what you want to be doing? And be honest with yourself. Is that what you're going to be spending, you know, your time on? Or at least is that a stepping stone to get to where you want to be? And if not, then you even need to change that career and try and do that, you know, as quickly as possible. You know, you get one life, just my take on it. Or perhaps a better way of doing it is, you know, start a side hustle, start something on the side outside of your, you know, regular career hours where you can, you know, start to develop that. So if you want to be, you know, if you've got an idea for an app or you want to, you know, work on the side business that you want to set up or you want to start a podcast or whatever it is that you want to be doing, you know, can you be doing that in your free time to the point where you start making enough money from that, where you can quit the day job and then focus on that, and that becomes a career change. Now, if you're quite entrepreneurial and that's something that appeals to you, that's a good way to go about it. If you're talking more in terms of a career change in terms of working for an organization, then a good way of doing it is using your free time to learn and study and develop the skills that you need to make that shift. And that can be, there's so many great resources out there in terms of online training and courses and mentors and accreditation programs. But, you know, going through those types of resources to kind of change your CV and your LinkedIn and your direction, that's what's going to allow you to apply for and get the career that you want rather than the career that you're doing right now if you're not happy with what you're doing at the moment.
So you're 25 and you'll build a successful career. But there are many young people out there that have been affected by the pandemic. Maybe even they had a prestigious education, but they're struggling to find even their first job. And of course, this can affect the way they are feeling about themselves and their self-esteem. What would you say to these people?
Okay. That's a great question, because obviously there's been a lot of change and turmoil in the world in the past couple of years, right? Last 2 years in particular. Look, there's some skills which I will always pay a lot of money for, and I value the skills more than anything else. And those are skills like effective communication, public speaking, negotiation, you know, persuasion, influence, you know, leadership, closing deals. If you can learn those skills, if you can learn how to build a relationship with somebody and how to convince them to your way of thinking, regardless of what's happening in the world and the economy and in the pandemic and whatever, you know, regardless of what you do, that's going to allow you to massively get ahead as opposed to everybody else. There's an old quote, which is 80% of your success in life is down to those skills, the communication, the persuasion, the relationships, whereas 20% is down to, you know, that the hard skills, the technical abilities that you learn and all of that stuff. And, you know, often case it is a case of, you know, success is who you know, not what you know. And the way to, I mean, I started not knowing anybody. I didn't have any relationships when I started my career, but I was able to build relationships with people, you know, far way ahead of where I am and continue to be, you know, just by learning those skills, reaching out to them, trying to add value in some way to them. So they, you know, almost feel guilty if they don't help me out because I've given so much to them. And there's nothing wrong with finding somebody who you respect and you admire, reaching out to them and asking if you can work for free for them and saying, look, I've got a couple of hours each week outside of my job. Look, here's my skills. Can this help you in any way? And if you can help them for free, if you can do that, if they're able to do it, you can build a relationship with them. And then if you need something out of them, whether that's, you know, your dream job, whether that's, you know, exposure, whether that's, you know, coaching, you know, they're much more likely to give that to you because you've helped them and they'll reciprocate the favor. But the thing is, most people don't do that. most people think, oh, I'm not going to do that. You know, I want to get, you know, paid day one for that. But, you know, it doesn't always work that way in life. Sometimes you need to give before you get. And that would be a message for young people, really. You know, when you start your career, you don't know anything. You might have had the education, you might have had the training, but still you don't have any relationships. You haven't, you know, got much that you can offer an organization. So if you're struggling to find a, you know, your first position, see if you can get an internship, see if you can work for free for somebody, and you'll learn 10 times more, you know, as an apprentice working for somebody that's highly successful than you will if you just kind of start at the bottom and go through the hamster wheel that everybody else seems to go on.
So what do you think are the biggest challenges for the younger generation in terms of building a successful career nowadays?
Yeah. Well, the world is shifted, hasn't it, these past couple of years? I mean, even when I started my, I'm young, but when I started my career, it was very different to what it is now. And it, you know, and feels weird saying that, but it's the truth. I mean, everything is online at the moment, and it was a couple of years ago, but even now, even more so. I mean, we're entering a world with the metaverse, with NFTs, with you know, with digital avatars. We're all going to be living in the internet, and you know, in Web3 and that sort of thing in the not so distant future. And it's important for people to kind of prepare for that and realize that the days of kind of going out there and networking in person, that's so important still, and that's an important skill to have. But you know, we're moving towards you know, a digital world. We're already in a digital world, but we're moving towards a digital universe, and learning those types of skills and kind of getting ahead of the curve on that sort of thing is so important. I think, you know, when the internet first came out, right, everybody was saying it's going to be a bit of a fad. It's going to be, you know, it's going to go away in a couple of years. And obviously, you know, we're having this conversation right now on Zoom. So that didn't happen. So a good thing for young people to do is look at the things that, you know, perhaps other people are saying they're going to be a fad, that's not going to stick around, and try and, you know, make that your specialty, make that your area, whether that's blockchain, whether that's AI, whether that's VR or AR or machine learning or quantum computing or the singularity. You know, these concepts and ideas, you know, they might seem quite, you know, innovative and far-fetched now, but you know, if you hook onto something and get good at it now, when it takes off in a couple of years, if you were an early adopter and you become a master of that, then, you know, you're going to be light years ahead of everybody else. So it's about catching trends. It's about putting in the work and you know, investing in yourself. But doing those simple things will allow you to, you know, in a couple of years, get to where you want to be.
So while we are now, this is the last question. It's been really nice talking to you, and I guess lots of young people can find inspiration from what you are sharing. So this question is always asked to our career changers. Of course, as I said before, you're very young, but if you could give yourself a piece of advice, what would you say to your younger self?
I would have set my goals a lot higher than what I did. I think I set them pretty high, but looking back, I've always fallen short of my goals a little bit. But if I, you know, if you set a goal here, right, and I'm not sure if will the people listening see video or is it just audio?
Yeah, in both.
In both. Okay, so but if you're just listening in audio, I'm raising my hand to my head right now. But if you set a goal really, really high and I you know, hit it a little bit below, that's still a lot better than setting a goal here and hitting it here and much lower down the level for audio listeners, right? But a better way of saying that perhaps is, you know, if you aim for the moon, even if you miss, you'll be among the stars still, you know. But if you aim for the sky, if you miss, you'll be on the ground still, right? So maybe not the best way of saying it, but I personally would have set my goals a lot higher. And because I, you know, I always get pretty close to them, but if I set a much, much, much bigger goal, then maybe I'd be even further ahead of where I am right now. And perhaps the other thing I would have done is, you know, I invest a lot in myself. I invest in myself more than I invest in my business, in, you know, in property and in the market and in crypto. I invest in all those things, but I invest in myself, you know, more. And I spend thousands of pounds every single year on coaches and mentors and in various areas, from business to finance to my fitness to my mindset to everything. And you know, finding people that have done it, that have cracked the code, they figured it out, and trying to learn, you know, one on one from them. That's what I do. But you know, similar to not setting goals high enough, I would have done that a lot more. And you know, if I had 10 grand in the bank, I wouldn't be investing that in anything other than myself. I'd be putting all of that into trying to grow that 10, trying to grow my skills, so I'm not making 10 grand, so I'm making, you know, 50, 100, because that's, you know, that's much better than putting that into an index fund or something at the moment. That's still important to do, but you know, you got to figure out yourself first. You got to, you know, get your goals clear. You got to get your purpose right. You've got to get your, you know, get your routines and your habits, you know, working properly. When you can do that, then you can focus on the other stuff. But I would have invested in myself first and everything else later, and set much bigger goals looking backwards.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And is there any last message that you would like to share with our listeners?
Can I give a shameless plug for my book? Would that be okay? Okay. Well, you know, I'd strongly recommend people check it out. You can find a, you know, copy on any bookstore. But you know, if you're listening to this and you've got no interest in developing yourself, then it's definitely not for you. And there's no point reading it. But if you've got, you know, 2022, if you want to, you know, be or do or have or give or share more this year than you did in 2021, and if you want to have, you know, a better body, or if you want to have, you know, if you want to make more money, if you want to have better relationships, if you want to, you know, feel more connected spiritually or any of those things, then I've developed something called Alpha, which can help you. It's helped thousands of people around the world, and hopefully it can help you as well. And I always say, you don't know if you don't try. You know, give the book a read. It's a very short book, and hopefully it can help put you on a path to going to where you want to be. And if that helps, then reach out to me on social media, and we'd love to help put in place a bit of a custom game plan to get you to the next stage of life. But you know, give that a try if you've got any interest in anything that I've just described. If you don't, then don't check it out. We're not for you. But if you want to grow, if you want to take your life, your business to the next level, then I've got a couple of ideas that might be able to help you, and hopefully we can connect and talk about it.
Yeah, that's great. And I think it's also important sometimes to find, you know, I mean, we all have targets. So you may be the right target for someone that is closer to your age.
And absolutely.
As an inspiration.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, a lot of older people might not have any value from my message, and that's absolutely fine. A lot of our, you know, followers at Alpha are, you know, much older than I am. And I always say in business, for example, the only number that really matters is how much money, you know, either you or the company is making. You know, sales is vanity, but profit is sanity. Right. But especially young people, you're absolutely right. You know, most of our followers are, you know, starting their careers, or you know, a couple of years in, and they want to figure out a shortcut. They want to, you know, they want to get ahead of their peers, of their colleagues. They want to start a business. They want to grow that, and they want to, you know, really make something of themselves. And if that's you, then I've got some ideas that might be able to help. But only if that's you. If that's not you, then I'm not for you.
Yeah, I've been playing a little bit around with the fact that you're young, but I definitely think that's not, you know, an obstacle, because sometimes, well, for me, and especially, well, when we live in London, it's very easy to mix up with different age, background, cultures. So I think that we can always learn from each other independently from our backgrounds. And, you know, for example, for me talking to you, I can feel, you know, there is more of a fresh energy and perspectives maybe. I don't think that age in itself can be something that can stop someone to reach out to you.
Oh, of course. That's a good message for the viewers, right? It does not matter. You know, if you're listening to this and you're 16 years old, if you're, you know, 20, 10, you know, what, you know, 100 years old, it doesn't matter. You know, it's just a number at the end of the day when it comes to, you know, nobody cares at the end of the day. If you've got a good product, a good service, if you're offering something good in the marketplace, then people care about how much that the product costs. They care about, you know, how many you've sold, and if it can help them and solve their problem. That's what's important. And that's a really good message, isn't it? To not get caught up in the unnecessary details. Focus on what's important, and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Alfie, for joining us today and sharing your inspirational career story and wisdom with us.
Yeah, my pleasure. It's been good so far, and hopefully it continues to be as well. And hopefully people listening got something out of this.
Yeah, I'm sure so. And a last message for our listeners, don't forget to subscribe to our channel and tune in next week for a new inspirational episode of The Career Changers. Thank you, Alfie.
Thank you.